Hey everyone, and welcome to another Three Stars Podcast Half Shot. I am Brad, and I am here with Samantha and Bill.
Say
hi.
I jumped the gun.
You did.
Throwback
to season one when we just couldn't get enough of the Jamaican
horn. You couldn't.
I thought about that a lot, like the last couple of weeks, about a bunch of season one stuff that I don't remember now, but somehow the Jamaican horn just kept coming back.
Amazing.
Make sure that you like and share this half shot as well as all of our episodes. And we're going to get into our topic today, which is
Red Robin.
Yum.
Ooh. We could talk about that. I used to work for them too.
I believe that.
No, this is about poaching.
Eggs.
Is poaching...
Eggs.
On toast.
That's funny because we use toast. Poaching is... Eggs. Like, that was going to be my first question. Is poaching a service industry specific term?
I don't think so.
Is it used like...
I think it's probably used...
In accounting offices and law firms and...
I would think it's just used overall as like a blanketed term when you try and snag employees from another business.
Hashtag poached. It's a job search website.
Or headhunting, something like that.
So I think that that poaching, really when we talk about it, like it's a little more specific. Like I was working at this place. I left that place and then I myself or I sent someone else to go and grab other people from
that poaching.
Original, right?
That's poaching or headhunting.
Is it still poaching if I never worked there, no one ever told me, and I went there to try and get employees?
No, I have a legitimate story about that. I told you about this.
Oh, that's right.
It was probably one of the late night tales that I like to regale you with.
And it was probably all via text. And it was probably after half a bottle of mezcal.
It's not one text. It's like 17.
After dark hours.
Yeah, Three Stars Podcast After Dark. Someone who will not be named, and you don't remember this happening. I was offered a gig through one of our
mutual friends,
and I like it was on mic. It might have happened off mic, but it was during a recording session, and I told him or her, I told them. What my current situation was, and they pulled no punches, and they were like, I'm not in love with the way they do things.
Mm, I remember
this. And then I mentioned to the other they, like, hey, I'm looking for another gig because I'm not getting the hours I need, and I mentioned somebody by name, and they were like, oh, I know them. And then, like a week later, oh, I had lunch with them. And lo and behold, I didn't get the fucking job. So it was like anti-poaching. I guess. And
so you think there was some behind the scenes conversation between your current boss and
I think there was fucking collusion, and I don't care for it.
Kahlua? You think there was Kahlua?
Yeah, I think there was Kahlua involved. Oh, and I mean, like, it's my fault for opening my fucking mouth.
No, it's not a fault. Don't say that. I don't think it's a fault.
But look, okay, we're but poaching is definitely a thing, all I'm saying.
Oh, you're right. Absolutely. No, poaching is a thing. Sorry.
And that same person was the person that you said. Poached two people from your...
Tried to. Right. I figured that that's where this story was going.
So I'm not a complete buffoon. Only partial. I'm only half baboon.
Bill-foon.
I'll pull my ass out
right now. It's right around.
Here comes Hurricane Bill-foon.
Fucking hurricane. It's actually a Congress.
But back to poaching. I understand why bosses... owners, managers do it, but it's a really shitty, shady thing to do, especially if you are friends with the other owner slash bosses, managers. Like, that's a really crummy thing to do.
So I just want to ask this this definition term again, in terms that Bill will really understand. So in that scene in Cocktail,
They put on the big show for 10 years.
They put on the big show inside of the quote unquote TGI Fridays.
It was a Fridays.
I've done the research. And the guy says, "You guys are amazing. I own the hottest club in town. I want you working for me." Is that
I'll
poaching?
Make you famous? No, because that's face to face.
Okay.
I mean, it depends. Like.
I mean, face to face is still.
It depends on how you think about it.
That's a big part of it.
Like, people quit bosses, not jobs, dude. And sure. like if you're a poachable, that says more about you're a poach. I'm not done. So really, who's to blame here?
Like, this cocktail's very approachable.
Dude.
No, that's where I'm going.
You see what I'm saying though? Like if you're in a position where you're poachable, mm-hmm. like that's not like who's really at fault?
Okay.
Because you're not happy in your job. If it's so easy for someone to be like, yo,
right.
if you're so, like if really all you're waiting for is someone to offer, because mm-hmm. I think that's essentially what we're talking about. You can't there's not like whose fault
well,
is that? Whose
yeah.
fault is that?
Yeah. So let me.
I got no shame in my game, bro.
Let me highlight my story.
I'm a free agent.
Because we talked.
Sudslinger for hire. I'm done.
I think I've talked to you guys both about this, about how this just happened. So the job that I'm at now, we had two bartenders leave. They went back to their last job, which Bill is
we
run by the person.
We that, don't need to name names.
That
but
you referenced. I don't want to name names because this, you know.
Barbara.
As big of an.
Fucking Barbara.
As big of an industry as this is, it's still very small.
Especially in Denver, dude. Yeah. Like,
it's crazy.
It's fucking crazy.
So these two bartenders went back to work at their former job because they were not happy.
Winchell's.
And it was, yes. and it was
Fight Club.
It was more specific to the amount of money. Like, you know, there's that September downturn and it just happened, of course, at the wrong time.
It happens at every fucking place.
Sure. So they go back and then they end up sending their boss in from that job.
No.
To poach
other people.
Other people.
See, okay,
at your job.
That's
at my job.
They sit in a specialist.
Like, right.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah. So they send their boss in.
That's the balls on this one.
She comes in and she sits down at the bar and she ends up talking to the two bartenders that she was sent to check out.
And she says, hey,
you know, if you guys aren't happy here, I'd like to offer you a spot if you want to come in and we'll sit down and we'll have a talk.
Damn, Barbara.
She's basically reaching out for an interview in real time.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, okay.
Now,
okay, like if I was in that position, though, I'm like, done.
Yeah. So I'll finish the story and then back up just a little bit. So the two bartenders go and have interviews. They said the interviews went kind of awkwardly.
Yeah, weird.
And that she wasn't like really.
They weren't.
Well, I already said,
fuck it. I don't care.
Barbara.
You're the one that's got to beep. Yeah.
I didn't give her name and I didn't say the name of her business, yeah. but she.
Winchell's.
It ended up being, from what I understand, kind of awkward. Like what they were offered was different from what they were told they were being offered.
Weird.
Like, oh, everyone has to start out serving versus I'd like to offer you a job as a bartender.
I came to your job and looked you in the eye and was like, yo, I will.
Yeah. So it ended up, so that whole thing, and then, you know, I don't want to upset your current boss, blah, blah, blah. And
but
like, wait a second, but here you are.
Yeah, I assure you.
Right.
They would be upset if they were aware of the situation.
And the whole fucked up thing about it, too, is that, you know, there were two bartenders involved to begin with who left us to go there. And now you're going to come in and pull two more. So we're going to lose 50% of our bar staff because of you now.
So,
like, that's a really awful thing to do.
Yeah. I remember,
like, I don't want to piss off your, you know, your boss because I know them and I'm friends with them.
She doesn't care.
And that's the thing.
That's like a blanket, not a blanket statement, but that's like a what?
No,
like,
that's a devious, conniving, sly fox right there.
You said that. Those are your
words. I did. And I have no problem with that because she knew what she was doing. And the fact that she's friends with your current GM.
Friends, in quotations.
Right, like that's a no-no. Shame
not what
on
friends
you,
fucking do.
Barbara. So, I hope you do hear this episode one day.
She won't.
Shame on you, Barbara.
She's too good to listen to the Philistines.
Us little lowly
us small
peons.
People. Yeah. I will shut the fuck up. It's not poaching if it's a friend referring a friend. Like if it's like if they weren't like ownership management, I think it's okay. But
absolutely.
Once you're talking about what you're talking about. It's a different level of fucking, I would dare say, I'd call it headhunting. I'd call it something different.
Well, it's also different. So let's say, you know, Bill and I are working at the same place.
Oh, nobody's ready.
And Bill goes and gets a job somewhere else and it's better there.
And
we are friends. And I'm like, hey, let me know if another spot opens up. right? Then it's not poaching. No, because there is something
that's
there that is very mutual.
That's a reference.
It's different if I never say anything to Bill and Bill never says anything to me, and he goes to work over there and then sends in his boss to come watch me work to then pull me, like that.
I mean, I would
is
do that,
poaching.
But I would do that, but or, only to validate my own abilities, Brad. So I'm
no,
just...
I know it, like it's ever, ever a competition. But it is like, that's a different story. Or if Bill comes and says, hey, you know, you really need to come over here. I know you're not happy there. And, you know, and you're trying to intentionally pull away from
the job. I think
the
second you're like management or ownership, the second you're on salary and you're doing that, you know, I don't like any of my bosses. Yeah. It's different. I'm looking out for my friend. I don't have a fucking 401k. I don't have a stake in the company. You know what I'm saying? I want you to come work for us because it's going to make my life easier.
Well, here's the thing. So when
not the same thing.
When
is all I'm saying.
When I left TGI Fridays, and I don't consider that
for
poaching.
Red Robin.
No, for Dave and Buster's.
I don't consider that a poaching
situation. They did come to me. They found me and offered me a job, but. It was a different set of circumstances. I mean, I guess technically it's kind of poaching, but not really.
Not really. Not really. That's not poaching.
But they wanted to start a Flair program at Dave and Buster's. Now, the only places that were doing Flair in the greater Denver area were TGI Fridays locations.
Nobody's doing it.
Nobody's doing it now. Uh-uh. So they end up...
Thank God it's Sunday.
They end up asking me, hey, or Dave and Buster's says, hey, if you know anybody else that wants to come here, you know. So I didn't poach. What I did do, though, was I let people know, yeah, I'm leaving Fridays, and I'm going to Dave & Buster's, and I'm going to be doing...
How long were you at Dave & Buster's?
2.5 years.
Wow.
So and I'm like, I'm going to be heading up this Flair program there.
Right. And that's. I don't think that's poaching.
And I very specifically made sure it wasn't, because I did not guarantee anyone anything. People were like, oh, what are you going to do? I was like, this is what I'm doing. It would be really cool if you guys wanted to come over there, but I can't guarantee you a schedule. I can't guarantee. This is what they've told me that they're doing. This is what I'm doing. And that's that.
Right.
If you want to, you know, if you ever want to change, let me know. But I'm not promising you shit.
Yeah, and see, that's not,
I'm not even promising
that's
you'll
not
be pushing. A bartender.
That's
right?
That's not the same thing as what you said. Like, old girl showed up. And was like, this is what I'll give you. And then they interviewed and did not deliver.
The DO from Fridays even called me and she's like, don't take my best people. And I said, I have
your people
only,
can make their own decisions.
I said, I've only told them what I'm doing. Right. I've made no promises to anyone. So
see, that's not poaching. I think what, like in the specific example that you gave, absolutely poaching. I dare say headhunting. Uh-uh. And like, I would feel better about it were promises delivered upon. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Like, quit your job right now. I'll interview you right now.
Yeah.
And you'll make, and then for me, I'm going to be, how much are we talking?
Right.
Can you match what I'm making here and assure me a better schedule?
Right.
Then fuck off.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I told Dave and Buster's when they came to me.
And that's different.
I said, I need to make this much money.
That might be poaching, but I mean,
I don't know.
This is.
It was more headhunting. Which is different.
This is a broader conversation. I feel like.
Yeah.
We dived into it, but like, cause like I'm like hashtag poached. Brought to you by poached. I fucking am on that website all the time. I'm like, oh, this place is offering this, and I'll just show it to my boss and be like, because fuck them, dude. It's business.
Yeah.
But it's different when they personally come to you. And like that's some shady shit, I feel like.
I think it's different when they are friends with...
I don't like that word in this particular context.
Well, obviously, Barbara's not a friend.
No. And like, I harbor no ill will.
You know,
but
that's
I,
not cool. So I did look up, you know, poaching employees on the internet, and it says the practice of one company recruiting an employee from a competing company. This process can be enhanced competition for top talent and provide opportunities for skilled employees to increase their earnings and career potential. I think poaching has a positive and a negative
aspect
to it. And I think in this situation, it was a negative. It's a complete negative.
No, absolutely. Like to sit at your bar, and in particular, your bar, which is like brand new concept. And right. like you guys have
knowing
concepts
the GM
all
of that bar.
Knowing the GM is not the same thing as being friends, but like, you know, like people know who you are. Right. And they're, you know, and like my issue in this particular scenario is not following through on guarantees. Maybe they weren't guarantees. It was a verbal offer, but like,
yeah, but even my then, issue,
if I'm going to quit my job, I'm going to change my whole fucking life.
Yeah, that right there.
And you're not even, I'm not even going to make the same amount of
you
money.
You say one thing and then.
Yeah, that's fucked
up. A day
dude.
Later, you say something else. That's not cool.
My issue is you just got two of our bartenders who were unhappy with you. And yet
left.
Somehow they left and then they went back to you for whatever those reasons are.
Some people are just unhappy, man.
And then you tried to pull two more.
Right.
Yeah. And the issue there, and this happened in one of the interviews, was she said, well, I don't want to like piss off the, you know, your boss.
Too fucking
late,
dude.
So I'm going to demand that you don't split your schedule. You have to just come over to me fully.
How is that? That is so, what is worse?
That's worse.
So how is that not going to piss off your boss?
Right.
Right.
So now like, oh, you mean I can't even work shifts there? So now instead of losing two bartenders, you're losing four bartenders.
Right.
And that is literally half of our bartending staff.
I will say this, like, again, it's the, if they follow a fellow employee because they enjoy working with them, I don't think that is necessarily poaching, you know? But it like it the clout.
That's different.
It's different. But like the clout and the I want to say
the deviousness of it.
That's you.
That's really devious. That's really
sketch. You're throwing your weight around and like you already I got to be really careful.
Oh, well,
because I know too
that
much.
That right there tells me that you're not an honest.
You're not doing
humble, kind.
You're not
human
doing
being.
Business,
and
right?
Right, and
no,
I would.
You're no Dr.
I will
Kenyon.
Not support
right.
this her
yeah,
business
no,
ever
and
again.
I won't
no,
either.
I won't either.
And I will never support
like,
her business
it's one
again.
Of the, one of them is like right across the street, and like I need food that, late night, and I won't even go in there because it's
not
like
doing
I am
it.
A man of principle.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
That was a
so
big
that
half
was
shot.
Fun. That was fun. Well, I'm warmed up.
All right, everybody. Thank you for
we can
listening.
Revisit.
Yeah. Well, this is a topic that we can.
Right. I told you this is going to be a thicken.
Yeah.
So hefty.
Hefty.
Oh, and also, I just wanted to note the difference that with the TGI Fridays to Dave & Buster's thing, there were at the time like 8 TGI Fridays in the state of Colorado.
Now there's none.
Now there are 2.
I thought that place went out of business.
Northfield
entirely.
And Longmont are the only 2 left.
That oh,
and
wow.
And they serve sushi sense. Now.
Oh, so, good.
Yeah.
Because that's what I think about when
that's
I think
how
about
they're
sushi.
Doing. But no, but the matter of whether or not I was poaching was also one bartender from each location.
Employees can't poach.
Right. Not even their lead bartender from each location. Anyway.
That's what I think. That's my opinion on the matter.
Employees can't poach.
Employees can't poach.
You know what? Actually, that's kind of a valid thing.
You want to come work with me because I'm the actual shit.
Or
despite my inability to promise or guarantee anything, that is your choice, sir.
Yeah,
madam.
All right, thank you all for listening to this half shot. Make sure that you like and share, and go back and listen to anything you've missed. If you think that we're referencing something,
yeah.
Like,
if you think you know what we're talking about, we're definitely interested in your opinion.
If you don't, if you haven't heard the Jamaican horn, go back to season 1 somewhere.
Somewhere
there, it just takes over every episode. Thanks again for listening. Make sure that you share, and I'm just gonna say, listen and share. And like and share and listen and share.
Please like us.
Bye.